This is the Diehards. The Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. 20 and a miss. Frankly, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
The Friday edition of the Diehards. O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. We're about 20 minutes south of Boston. The hometown of Bobby Witt. People are going, who? Huh? Canton's Bobby Witt, kid. What?
Yes, no, perfect. Faced him in the Cranberry League.
Of course you did. My friend tonight.
Throws cheese. Well, threw cheese.
Is Dakota from Braintree. Welcome back, buddy. Last week, I wasn't sure if you were coming back.
What's up, Pep?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, check my schedule. No date night.
All right. Okay.
So it's like, all right.
Fair enough.
Date night with Pep.
Boom!
Yes.
We're all winning.
Actually, I chose you over my girlfriend.
You messed up, dude.
No, she said it's ladies' night.
All right, fair enough.
I'll tell you a story about what happened after last Friday night when I left here.
All right.
Oh, right now? You want
sure.
to do it now?
All right.
So
we got about 30 seconds.
Went to one of my favorite watering holes in Braintree, the Braintree Brew House.
Yeah.
I walk into the bar, see the owner, Alex Caceres. I'm like, hey, let me grab a beer. What are you serving for food? He goes, oh, do you want me to put that on your girlfriend's tab? I'm like, what? Where is she? Oh, she's outside with all her friends. I go out there. She's completely wasted.
Awesome.
Like crazy. I don't think she realized that I was there. I said I had to go back into the bar.
Just leave me alone.
That's all it.
Right. Well, welcome back. Welcome back, buddy.
She did pick up the tab.
40,000 new cases of COVID-19 across the country.
Is that it?
That's it. Florida, 8,942 new cases. Let me repeat that. 8,942 new cases of COVID-19 in Florida. Oh, they're shutting the bars down now. That's a good idea now. Now you should do it, right?
Yeah.
All right. And the NBA is going to play in Florida? Come on, man. No, it's not going to happen.
We will definitely discuss that.
We'll talk about that on the program tonight. We'll chat with 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, Alex Barth, and get his take on all this stuff. Rick Horrell, the sports professor, will join us on the Progressive Guest Line. As always, Dr. Football will join us as well. We'll do a Beantown Rundown. We're going to have some fun tonight. It's the Friday edition of the Diehards. Coming up next from MLB.com, RedSox.com, friend of the show, Ian Brown.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Again, my friend, tonight on the Friday edition of the Diehards here on SB Nation Radio is Dakota.
Hi, Pep.
Dakota from Braintree, as he's known around these parts, for calling sports radio for decades, hosting his own shows and just being the media mogul that he is, and entrepreneur that he is.
Just trying to do everything all that I can within my entire lifetime.
There you go.
And enjoy doing it.
I see all your social media posts. You're out every night eating, by the way. I mean,
love it.
Is that your bit? You take a picture of your food every night that you eat?
Yeah. You know why? Because usually nobody wants to hear anything I have to say, like in a comment in a regular post.
Right.
So the only way I can get like people to interact with anything I post is post food.
Do you cook at home yourself, or you're out all the time?
No, I don't. But during this whole COVID situation, while everybody was gaining weight, I was losing weight.
Right.
My girlfriend's a vegetarian. She was cooking me regular meat, vegetarian meat, everything. It was phenomenal. I lost 8 pounds.
Let's talk to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Friend of the show, he's been covering the Sox for almost 2 decades, works for RedSox.com, MLB.com, in front of the show. Ian Brown's on the line. Hey, Ian, welcome back. It's SB Nation Radio. Anthony, and say hello to Dakota.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening, man? How are you?
Hey, Ian.
I'm doing all right. Ready for some baseball, hopefully.
Well, you know, last time we spoke, we were uncertain whether or not it was going to happen. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty on whether things are going to happen. But right now, there's a plan. It looks like it's official, if you will. Still a lot of time from now until the start. But are you surprised it finally came to an agreement?
No, I thought all along that, you know, both sides had too much to lose not to come to an agreement. I mean,
sure.
They were both going to make more money if they played versus if they didn't play, especially for the owners. If they can complete the season and have a playoff, you know, that's when they make all their money. So, you know, I just thought there was motivation all along. You just couldn't afford not to have baseball because of, you know, it's one thing if you don't have it because of the coronavirus, so you can't afford to not have baseball because of a labor strife. So I think that in the end they did what was right, and, you know, we have a working plan now. So like football and like basketball and like hockey, you just hope that it works.
Hey, Ian, in the final moments, they were talking about the, you know, what they were going to do with COVID and safety and stuff like that. What was the conclusion on the once the postseason starts, if somebody does test positive, are they just not allowed to play for the 2 weeks and then have to get retested? Or is there something of an exemption come playoff time?
Yeah, no, I think the rules are going to be pretty strict here, where it's, you know, if you're positive, you're going to have to excuse me, if this ambulance drives by me. if you test positive, you're going to have to be go through all the protocols you would if it was the regular season. You can't change just because it's the playoffs. That's why these teams have these 60-player pools in case stuff like this happens. You'd hate to see like a great player, you know, like you'd hate to see like the Yankees lose Garrett Cole for the playoffs because of this. But it's just part of the risk that you're taking right now.
Yeah, I think the MLB is probably the only sport that will be able to get through this. But can you imagine, like, LeBron James all of a sudden out for the playoffs because of COVID, right? Like, in the NBA, it is going to impact them tremendously.
Sure.
And that's the problem.
Guys, this whole thing is very fascinating to me, kind of what's going to work better, the NBA's model of putting everyone in a bubble, although it's a contact sport, or you know, baseball's models of everyone kind of playing in their, you know, in their home stadiums. Share limited travel, but still traveling, going, you know, in and out of cities, in and out of hotels. So to me, it's going to be very interesting to see which one of those works better.
Hey, Ian, I was just reading the Nesson broadcast team for the Boston Red Sox. Eck O'Brien and Jerry Remy are going to be doing the games from a separate studio, which I assume is going to be the case all across the country for most of these franchises, if not all of them. What's the latest on the media? What's your deal? Are media members going to be covering these games? Have you heard anything about what your role is going to be, if anything?
Yeah, Steffi. You know, the deal is that we're going to be... The deal is that we're going to be, you know, in the press box. We're going to be covering the spring training. We're going to be covering the games.
Awesome.
You know, but not talking to players. You know, not being in the clubhouse. We're going to be kind of doing Zoom calls to talk to the players. So there's not going to be a lot of personal interaction. So, you know, I don't anticipate writers doing much traveling, if any. I don't anticipate myself kind of you know, leaving Boston here for the rest of the summer here. Kind of like you were saying with the Nesson guys, with the road games, I'll just be covering it from home, and then we'll be getting access. We'll be doing the interviews, you know, on Zoom. But so it'll be different in that way. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. A, traveling's a risk anyway, and B, if you're not going to get access, you know, what's the point of traveling really? But it'll be nice to get to Fenway at least. You know, for those 30 home games or for these 3 weeks of spring training, it'd just be good to see baseball. And the media's going to have a lot of, you know, rules too. We're going to be very restricted where we can go. You know, media's used to, especially in the spring training environment, you know, roaming around the park and going to different, you know, watching different drills. We're going to be confined to the press box. So we're going to do our best, you know, do our jobs without the usual kind of access both to the field and to the players that we're used to.
Has the MLB talked about maybe having a pool reporter for each team so that one can go through the regular protocol at all? So this way they can report back so there actually is someone in the clubhouse?
Yeah, no, that hasn't been discussed at all. I just think that they don't want... media is what's called Tier 3. So there's a Tier 1, which is all players and uniform staff, central front office and all that. Then there's a Tier 2, which is kind of like PR staff and, you know, other team employees. And then Tier 3 is media. So tier one is never supposed to be in contact with tier three. So we're never gonna see these people. There can be interaction between tier one and tier two, and also tier two and tier three. But you know, one and three aren't going to coexist at all. So I think that would eliminate pool reporter. I wonder if in spring training they might give us some remote feeds just so we can kind of get a better idea of what's going on. At these different drill stations and everything. And it's going to be interesting to see how, we haven't heard a whole lot, to tell you the truth. I think they're still in the process of putting all these protocols and manifestos together as far as, the way life is going to work for the media this year. But we have a general idea that we're not going to be in the clubhouse. We're not even going to be in press conferences. It's all going to be technology.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote, Explora, only at progressive.com. Ian Brown from MLB.com, RedSox.com, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line here with the diehards on SB Nation Radio. It's Anthony Pepe and Dakota. And Ian, the most important question, so you're in the press box, you're with the press. What's going to happen with the food there, man? No buffets, so what the hell are they going to feed you guys? Well, how's that
going? Yeah, I don't think they're going to be feeding us anything, Pep. I think we're going to be, there's a variety of takeout areas in the Fenway Park area there that we could draw on. Some of it healthy, some of it's not healthy, so it'll be up to us to make the right choices there. We can obviously brown bag it from home, I think. But, yeah, it's going to be different. There's not going to be the media dining. So just like the players aren't going to be interacting and being as social with each other as they usually are, same is going to be true with the media. We're pretty much going to be sitting in our station 6 feet away from our brethren in the media, and it's going to be kind of a different situation here for everyone. And think of it as just 2 months, it's a 60-game season. It's going to be over before you know it. We're just doing what we can to get a season in this year to keep everyone safe, whether it's players, front office, media, just see if we can, get back to some sort of normal life here. Part of normal life is baseball and basketball and football and hockey, all these sports. So the funny thing is we've been missing all these sports for, it's over 100 days now, and then they're all going to come back at once. So we're going to have, go from having nothing to watch except for reruns to all of a sudden, an overload of sports.
Yeah, question about what you were talking about with the Red Sox and the media and nobody having access. Do you think there's any type of a hangover with this as it goes into next year and going, hey, we want our safety for, 2021. This is great. We don't have to be bothered by it, you guys. They don't want the media anyways, right? Show me. There might be one or two guys that
could
actually
could this change
want
things the in the future?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Like, could this basically be groundbreaking now for the players to say, hey, you know what? No more media in the clubhouse.
Yeah, no, that's not going to fly because, look, I mean, next year that's a different situation because, look, I think you guys know that a lot of things in life right now are dependent on a vaccine. So if there's no vaccine by next spring, I would expect more of the same with this Zoom contact with these guys, and we'll see what the COVID numbers are at the time. But, once we get the vaccine and we're finally rid of this evil virus here, then I expect life to go back to normal. Because, look, the player, as much as the players might be anti-media, the sport knows that the media is important to promote their sport. So they're not going to want to shut that out. That's just going to be a terrible look for them. So as much as some of them might be tempted to do that, I could think of one guy, David Price, if he was still with the Red Sox, he would have loved the setup that we're going to have this year. But, I think that most of them realize, the media is not all bad. We're there to help, the more publicity they get, the better it is for their sport also.
So if you can take your Boston Red Sox cap off, how do you think they're going to do?
The Red Sox, yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't think they were going to do very good at all in a 162-game season. You take out Chris Sale, you take out David Price. That was going to be pretty bleak, I think. But in a 60-game season with that offense, and I think it's all a matter of which teams get hot at the right time. I think they can at least be competitive now because they have Hein Bloom that's going to be extremely creative with how they use this pitching. And with these openers and things that you can do over a 60-game, I don't think that stuff is feasible as well as the Rays did it, for a couple of years. I don't think it's that feasible over 162 games, but over 60. I mean, you're going to throw Rodriguez, Evaldi, and Martin Perez out there three out of every 5 days. The other 2 days, you can be pretty creative. And I do think the Red Sox are going to hit even without Mookie Betts. They have Rafael Devers. They have Xander Bogaerts. They have J.D. Martinez. I think Benintendi is poised to have a bounce back year. Bradley's in a free agent year. He's going to be driven. Vasquez, very underrated year last year. Verdugo. Haven't talked about him much. I think that, you know, he could impact them. So I think they're going to hit. So if they get pitching, if they get creative with their pitching, I think they can at least be in the race.
Ian, great stuff as always. We do have to go, and I like how you said 2020 is going to get back to normal because, again, I know how much you press guys like the food, so you want the food to get back to normal in 2021 in that press box too. Come on, let's all be real now, right?
We might be better without the food. That might add years to our life.
Hey, great stuff as always, buddy. We'll talk to you later on down the line when we're hoping to talk about some actual games.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, guys. Great talking to you as always.
Thank you so much. There he is, Ian Brown, covers the Red Sox. And again, we've covered him for almost two decades, RedSox.com, MLB.com, and one of the best in the business. Quick TO right here. When we come back, we'll do the highest-rated segment here on the Diehards. It's called the Beantown Rundown. His name is Dakota. I am Anthony Pepe. You're listening to the Diehards right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
My friend tonight on the Friday edition of the Diehards is Dakota. That would be Dakota. Spit it out, Pep.
Are you going to ask me, O'Reilly?
I might. But you already did the jingle, so now you just blew it, man. I have nothing to ask you. Hey, but by the way, good segue there, Dakota. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. What are you driving out there, by the way?
Audi.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Thanks.
I like those little rims you got going on there, man.
Yeah, they've been busted three times from
really?
Potholes in Boston.
Mercy.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? Our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly for that Audi out there. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Why wouldn't they? Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. How's the jingle go again?
O'Reilly? Oh, no, I left out a no.
You stink.
All right, I'll practice.
You stink, man.
I'll practice.
Let's get the jingle right for the client. Come on, man. Just kidding.
All right. It's actually better if you mess it up.
Yeah, oh, it is. Yeah, because
then they know
clients love when you mess up their
no,
read.
No, because then they know I'm not, like, pushing them like we're supposed to push them. I'm just saying it because it's sticks in your head.
I remember I went to an O'Reilly Auto Parts in near Boston, and if you see my social media, I have pictures of me and like with props and holding stuff. And I went to the dude at the front. And I said, "Hey, listen, I do this national radio show with SB Nation Radio, and I'm wondering if I could grab that battery and that tire, and I'd like to walk outside and take a couple pictures." The guy looked at me like I had seven heads. It's like, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Dude, I'm not going to steal a battery and a tire like running down the parking lot. I want to be a goof and take some pictures." And
did he end up giving you the battery?
Yeah, he let me do it.
Exactly.
You can see all my stupid pictures on
passive
my social media platforms.
Peppy.
All right, here we go. Five random sports questions. Then we get to the never entertaining entertainment question. All right, question number one.
Yep.
Are you okay with a middle tier to lower tier MLB team winning it all in abbreviated 60 games?
I am.
So wait. You already blew it again.
See, no, last week I actually did not interrupt you. I waited patiently. And the problem now is I just wasn't thinking. I think I was more prepared last week to not interrupt you.
I go through the five questions.
Because I think you maybe had Gilroy on and you started asking Gilroy and Gilroy interrupted you. So I'm like, all right, I'm not supposed to interrupt Pep.
I ask the five questions and I go back.
Yep.
That's the bit. That's how this works.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
Speaking
of Gilroy, I'm going to bring him on next Friday, man. You're killing me. What are you doing next Friday, by the way? We'll get to that. All right. So, again, we know the teams that are the favorites. We know the better teams in MLB. Are you okay with a middle tier or even a lower tier team getting hot in a 60-game season and winning it all? Question two, Beantown Rundown here at SB Nation Radio with the Diehards. Do you think teams will give pitchers shorter rest to get in as many starts as they can? It's going to be very interesting, 60 games. Very interesting. Question three, give me two totals in the AL and two totals in the NL. Of over-unders. You have them in front of you from our friends in the desert.
A lot of baseball in this rundown.
Yeah, what's what it's all about, man? Huh. The whole thing is baseball.
Ugh.
Do you think? Hey, thanks. That was a great selling point to the listening audience. Hey, we're doing this the highest rated segment on the show, and it's all baseball. Ugh.
Well, it could be other things besides baseball. You know, sometimes we might not have all baseball audience.
Question four. Do you think we'll see huge trade deadline? August 31st is the trade deadline, by the way. 5 weeks after the start of this abbreviated season. Do you think we're just going to see teams just unloading players, just not knowing what the heck's going on? And then question five, extra innings. We'll start with a runner on second base. And all I'm just going to say on that's not even a question. I'm just going to say go and just give me your thoughts. All right, get back to it. Middle tier, lower tier, MLB team winning it all. You okay with it?
I am 1,000,000% okay with it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because where am I right now?
You're at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston.
That's correct. And what happens every year that I'm in studio hosting a radio show?
I don't know.
I told you this last week.
I wasn't listening to you last week.
Unbelievable.
I wasn't listening to you.
Well, you would consider the Red Sox as a middle-tier team. The Red Sox have won the World Series every year that I've been in studio hosting. So I have to be okay with question number one.
I say to Mark Linehan, my co-host on Thursday nights, what is wrong with you? I'm going to drop that same line to you. What is wrong with you?
Alex Verdugo, MVP.
You are out of your freaking mind. Red Sox winning the World Series, please. Come on, Dakota. You're smarter than that.
At Dakota Spin, if you agree with me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Watch the floodgates open. All right. Do you think pitchers will get shorter rest to get as many innings and many starts as they can?
I think shorter rest is going to happen by nature. They're going to only go 5 or 6 innings. And I actually think it's the other way. I think they're going to have 6-man rotation. Because you're going to have to do that because they're going to go short.
We talked about that last night. Okay.
You did?
Yeah. Go ahead. You weren't listening. It's okay.
Because the shorter... I was listening for a little while. The shorter innings pitcher, they're going to have to bring in more bullpen in, so that's going to tax the bullpen.
All right.
So you're going to need 6 starting pitchers.
All right, give me a couple over-unders. Question 3 here. Totals. Give me 2 in the AL, give me 2 in the NL. And I'm writing them down because I'm keeping track.
Okay.
So I can call you out later.
So, under in the Astros, because they're just going to suck.
All right.
Because they have to, because of what happened to them. Everybody forgot about the scandal, and sorry, man behind the glass, being down in Houston.
Andrew Carlson running rock and roll control. He works in Houston. I don't know if Houston's actually his team.
Actually, Andrew, did you get a push alert on your phone about 2 hours ago that said nobody can leave Houston?
I did.
Yes, you did.
Mercy. Yeah, Texas is bad. Florida is bad. There are 12 states that are really bad right now. Yep. Be safe, everybody. Yep. Okay,
under Astros, 35. Obviously, if the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, I'm going over the Red Sox, 31.5.
All right, give me 2 NL.
Wait a minute, I have a wild card.
You can make up your own rules and just change the question. Go ahead.
The Tigers are the worst and lowest at 21.5, and in a 60-game shortened season, go with the over 21.5 of the Detroit Tigers.
All right. Who needs Scott Burrell in the sports grid when we got Dakota?
Though I did just notice that the Orioles are also 21.5. So you got to go over the Orioles and the Tigers,
right.
Parlay them, wrap them up in a bird cage, 14 parlay.
Quickly, give me a 2 in the NL.
Over the Dodgers because I want to repeat. Red Sox Dodgers World Series. Under the Nationals because they just won it, so they don't even care about the season. And for the same reason I like the Tigers over, go with the Marlins 24.5 over in the Marlins because they're the lowest over-under in the National League.
I like how you just make your own rules up. Question 4, huge trade deadline, August 31st. What do you think?
I don't even know how to answer it. You could see tons of activity. Because, you know, people only have a shortened amount of games,
or you might
see nothing.
Right.
I think it's going to go one or the other.
Extra innings, starting a runner on second base. Go.
No, throw it out the window. This is ridiculous.
Well, it's happening.
I play baseball.
It's happening.
No, it doesn't have to. I will be
shutting. But it is happening.
I'm shutting the games off come extra innings. If you cannot produce a winner in regulation, do not put a runner on second base to start it. We're not down the Cape Cod League playing the Cape Cod tournament because there's rain and a bunch of tournaments going on, and you need to get the games over. So, no, against it.
Final 30 seconds. Give me a dream team poker table.
Got it. Fossum and Raymer, obviously, so you can look at his glasses. Phil Hellmuth, because who doesn't want the brat? Jennifer Tilly, because she wears the low-cut chest. Jamie Gold and actor James Woods, because, you know,
he's the best.
James Woods.
We love Sully. All right, there it is, the Beantown Rundown with Dakota. Another timeout. When we return, friend of the show, Mr. Dr. Football, John Serenitas, will join us on the Progressive Guest Line. It is SB Nation Radio.
The diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. My friend tonight is Dakota. We will go right back to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com. Today, our good pal, our good buddy, he is known as Mr. Dr. Football, John Serenitas. Hey, buddy, welcome back to SB Nation Radio. Say hello to Dakota.
How's it going, Dakota?
Hey, Dakanes.
How are you, Dakanes?
I don't know what you just said. I just hope you didn't swear, so we just, jeopardize our FCC license. Okay, good. Hey, man, 8,942 new cases in Florida. Looking good, huh?
Yeah, it's something, isn't it? I mean, it makes you wonder if any of these leagues are actually going to get off.
I don't understand
it for the life of me. It's hard to pinpoint why all of a sudden they have this second surge. I mean, I know it's easy to say, well, Memorial Day, or they open too soon. Or there's obviously a variety of reasons, but, yeah, it's not good and it's not looking good. And if you're the NBA right now, let's say, for example, what are you thinking? That this was your grand plan, and right now it's about to go up in smoke thanks to the fact that Floridians couldn't stay inside for another week or two.
16 of 302 players tested positive for COVID-19 in the NBA, you know, which isn't a lot, but it's still 16 players. And then we talked about that the numbers continue to climb in Florida and many other states, including, you know, the mothership here with SB Nation in Texas. It's looking tough. There are like 12 states that just continue to surge and it's getting scary. And what I still don't understand is we did all this for a reason. We shut down. We were in lockdown mode. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We shut it down for a reason. And you look at the numbers in Massachusetts now, and we're one of the best states, you know, one of the best five states, you know, with the numbers and everything that's happening.
Yeah, just wait a couple of weeks.
I understand that.
Because Massachusetts is going to go through their own spike as well.
Correct. But what I don't understand is that now all of a sudden the numbers are all going up, and everyone's going, well, I just can't believe this. What do you mean you can't believe it? What the hell do you think we were doing for the last 3 months?
Look, it just goes to show you that some of the myths about COVID that have been out there about how it dies in hot weather and, you know, spread the virus in a warm climate, all that stuff's gone out the window.
Yeah, I agree with Dakota
from the standpoint of, and it's not that we're being negative, but you probably figure that even in states like Massachusetts is going to be another surge. It's just a matter of can we keep it under control so that it doesn't get like it's gotten in Florida, Texas, and Arizona.
Well, the experts say that we're actually, this isn't phase two. This is still phase one of the first wave. Mm-hmm. Like, this is normal. That's what they're saying right now. So this is kind of what was supposed to happen. And Anthony mentioned, like, why did we do everything earlier? Well, that was just to not tax the hospitals, the ICU beds. We have a better understanding now. So now I still think,
In Houston, the beds are maxed out.
No, I know. I still think, John,
in many places,
that if it wasn't July 4th, Independence Weekend next week, that they would have been rolling everything back and not halting phases going forward, but the entire country again to be shut down for 2 weeks to gain more control of it, I think. But I think there's going to be so much from a, let's say, planning on July 4th, Independence Weekend, the last thing that people want is to have to stay at home for Independence Weekend.
Well, I mean, I think in those states they're going to have to. I don't think they have a choice. I mean, it's not like anything's going on anyway. So, it's hard to figure out why it's as bad as it's been there, because it's not like they didn't lock down in March and April and parts of May. They did. Now, they opened before other states did, but again, it's pretty concerning, and it'll be interesting to see what direction this thing takes as we head into the fall, because eventually you're going to get to October, November, flu season will be back. It's a scary proposition. So I think all you can do right now is you have to assume that they're not going to lock us down again. So my guess is masks, social distance, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones. If you're not feeling good, stay home. I think we just have to adhere to those guidelines. And I think if we do that, we can probably keep this thing under control. But again, you got all these I won't wear a mask heroes. Well, guess what? And I won't wear a mask. You're probably not going to have a football season in the fall. You're probably not going to go back to school. So if people are going to be that selfish about it, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, the normal flu season, and if you've been following COVID anyways, right, 30 to 60 million of the 330 million population in the U.S. ends up with influenza. They get the flu. And the ones that get into pneumonia, those are the ones that are critical, and pneumonia is what kills you. Right, we're at what? Over a million now cases. We're not even close to a 30 to 60 million like the normal flu season. So honestly, you know, this is nothing. What we're seeing right now is nothing because this is supposed to be more contagious, right, and more deadly than a flu. So you think a million cases in the U.S. so far is high? You haven't seen anything yet if this is like the normal flu, which infects 30 to 60 million people. We just better hope that this thing kind of mitigates itself and mutates into a less deadlier virus. So maybe it's as twice as deadly as the normal flu. And God forbid, I hope everybody listening and anybody within arm's reach doesn't get this thing and gets pneumonia and dies, because it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and everybody knows someone that's had it. So, I mean, you've talked to people and what they've dealt with it personally, and it is a scary thing. And apparently, when you look at some of the new data that's coming out now, it's younger people that are getting it with this second wave of sorts, if you will. So that's even scarier.
So I don't know if it's younger people are getting it now. It's just the younger people are actually being tested more. They were saving tests before. So if you were young, they would, unless you were like hospital ready and needed to go in, you weren't going to be tested if you were young. They were not wasting, you know, the Quest Diagnostics text on it. So I don't believe that this all of a sudden is affecting young people. If it affected young people now, it affected young people later. We're just testing the young people.
Yeah, no, I think you make a great point. And keep in mind, we're also testing more people in general, which I think people lose sight of. And the other thing is, you have to look at the death rate. Now, I know the death rate is usually a couple weeks behind, but you got to look at that as well. And by all accounts, that's not going up. So it's just that more people are testing positive and higher numbers. And to your point, Dakota, it's because we're testing more people and we're testing young people.
Hey, Jay John, again, I know you're a high school teacher, and, you know, all the states, including, you know, a lot of the states, including Massachusetts, put out their plan for kids to go back to school. And again, that's the right thing to do, to put together these plans and give people hope and optimism that school is going to happen. And I know all these leagues want to start at the end of July, and there's optimism that, hey, we have plans in place, we have security measures in place. And I get all that. They're doing all the right things. But there has to come to a point right now where if you're the NBA and you're looking at 9,000 new cases today in Florida, you're going, well, wait a minute, how the hell are we going to pull this off?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I'd hate to be Adam Silver right now in the NBA brass, because this was your big elaborate plan that you rolled out 2 months ago, and right now it's on the brink of blowing up. And it wouldn't surprise me if they tried to get the 8 regular season games in down there and then send these teams back to their home cities. That might be better, especially in the Northeast where, you know, it's not as bad up here as it is in Florida or Texas or Arizona. But again, if you're the NBA, this is bad, because you came up with this whole elaborate plan to have to continue your season at Disney and everything else. And now, by all accounts, Disney's probably not opening up in July. Everything's going to get pushed back down there. It'll be interesting to see how they react.
Yeah, as it relates to the NBA, I think they're the one most at risk and the ones that this thing could blow up in their face. And I only say that because the NBA is very limited in the amount of players it has. The star power on each team is limited to 1 to maybe 2 or 3, right? And as Pep mentioned earlier, that the testing they did today, 16% of all the NBA players that they tested positive. That's 16% right now. And in another week or 2 weeks, that's going to double to another 16, another 16. And pretty soon you're going to have maybe 30 to 45% of someone on your team contacting it that has to get shut down and then not play. And I'm telling you, come playoff time, if LeBron James comes down with COVID, do you honestly think that the NBA is going to want LeBron James not playing in the playoffs? Are you kidding me? There'll be scandals going, no, I know I'm positive, okay, but don't let anybody know. You might even see that.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't put it past them, especially with a player like that of his stature.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more NBA later on in the program as we'll be joined by the founder of JumpBall.net. Mo Dacca will join us later on the program. But I want to switch gears because you are Dr. Football. And, Doc, I know you and I went back and forth last year with your prediction about the Cleveland Browns, and you thought they were going to be better on paper, and you and a lot of people did, and obviously they spit the bit. But I'm curious to get your take on Baker Mayfield. How important is this year for Baker Mayfield to prove that he is that franchise guy? Is this, if they do play football this season, is this a season he has to say, hey, you know what, he's the guy?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge year for him. I mean, he's a big reason why they hired Kevin Stefanski. Stefanski's offense is going to fit him well with the pocket movement and everything else and the way they run the football. So this is a make-or-break year for him in many ways. You got to remember, this isn't a guy who's young either. He came into the league at 24. So he has to prove himself now. Now he's in his mid-20s, going into his later 20s. This is a big year for him. He needs to get back on track. The system is there. The pieces are there. If he plays well within this offense, and there's certainly a lot of different players that can help him in terms of moving the football and scoring points, you know, he can get back on track. But if he can't make it work in this offense, I'm not going to go as far as saying he's a bust and his career is over, but now you have to start to wonder if he is the guy there.
Is Odell Beckham going to stay in Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't see them trading him. I think if they were going to trade him, I think Andrew Berry would have traded him by now. I think they legitimately want to make it work. I think that they're excited about what they have in Stefanski in this system and what he's bringing in, and I think they want to try to make it work with these pieces. So, yeah, I'd be shocked if they traded him at some point this year. Could they trade him after this season? Yeah, but I think they're going to give it a year with this new system and this new coaching staff to see how it works.
Yeah, so everybody wanted the Browns last year. They were wrong. So everybody's probably fading the Browns mostly this year, you think. So probably the Browns are going to play Kansas City in the AFC
You're
Championship
out of your
game,
mind.
And
stop
the Browns
it, shut
win the Super Bowl.
No way. Stop
well,
it.
I mean, I think, look, when you look at the landscape in the AFC, it's easy to say it's Kansas City, Baltimore, and everyone else. The AFC is pretty wide open after Kansas City and Baltimore. And, look, on paper, they have the talent that if they buy into Stefanski and his staff and they play up to their potential, they certainly have the talent to be a playoff team. It's just a matter of, do they win that division and get into the playoffs that way, or are they a wild card team? If they expand the playoffs, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they can win 9 even 10 games and get in, possibly.
And I got news for you. For the Ravens, don't forget, it was a great offense. It's still a gimmick offense. You have another full season now of seeing that offense and how to control it. I don't think Baltimore is going to be as explosive as they was last year. It's just not going to happen. They can't.
Yeah, no, I think you make a valid point. I mean, coordinators around the league have a book on Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator in Baltimore. They caught up with him in San Francisco. I think they can catch up with him here.
Yep.
Obviously, a lot of it is, can Lamar Jackson adjust and play from the pocket more and be more of a pocket passer? The physical tools are there. I think if he can do that and they can run the football in a more traditional manner, they're still going to be pretty good. But if they're going to rely on him to do what he did last year, that might be a mistake. The rest of the league will catch up to him.
Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote, Explorer, only at Progressive.com. On the Progressive guest line with the diehards is Dr. Football, John Serenius. We've got about a minute left here. So, Doc, just give us your quick take on the Chicago Bears QB controversy, if you will. What the hell's going on with that dysfunctional franchise?
I don't think there's a controversy at all. If Mitchell Trubisky starts over Nick Foles, then why the hell did you bring Nick Foles to Chicago?
Okay.
Nick Foles is the better player. He's the better fit. And if it's a fair competition, he should win the job. The Bears have to face the reality here, and that is they whiffed on Mitchell Trubisky. Trying to save his career now, It's a waste of time. It's time to move on. It should be Nick Foles.
I drafted Mitch Trubisky in my season-long fantasy last year.
Did that work out for you?
It did not work out well.
Hey,
yeah, that worked out about as well for you as my Browns prediction did. So there you go. Us freaks get out of the prediction.
I got swayed by that 5 TD Mitch Trubisky game he had, and I'm like, all right, he can do that every week.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, great stuff as always, buddy. You be safe and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, same to you guys. Good talking to you. Take care.
There he is, John. John Serenitas from the New England Football Journal, rotoplanner.com, covers college football at the Heights for Boston College as well, friend of the show. Another timeout when we return. I need to ask you, Dakota. I heard you went golfing today. I just need to know how your golf outing went. So we'll bring that up and talk about your
Well, we can wait with Rick Haro because he's a golfer. So
he'll be joining us shortly as well in the next hour, and along with Alex Barth from 98.5 The Sports Hub, and we'll do some more NBA as we mentioned. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Diehards. He is Dakota. I am Anthony Pepe. It's SB Nation Radio.
This is the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
You know, we only got about 40 seconds here, so we'll talk about the next top of the hour, your golf outing. But, it's fascinating to me. And you know, Dr. Football has a great perspective on life itself,
sure.
Never mind football. I think he's the best in the business talking football.
I love it.
Hence the name Dr. Football.
I love the guy.
But just talking about, like, these leagues starting and what's happening in the world now with COVID-19, it's just fascinating to me that this is unbelievable. What's happening, it's going to get worse.
Wait till you, like I said, 30 to 60 million is a regular flu. We're not seeing nothing yet with COVID.
1 hour down, one more hour to go. He is Dakota. My name is Anthony Pepe. We are the Diehards, and you are locked in to SB Nation Radio.